This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Paird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, I am wonderfully kept. Had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, now let the people of God say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, then my problems, men would have swallowed me up. I stand before you today because the Lord is on my side. Oh, put your hands together and give him a mighty praise. I said, put your hands together and give him a mighty praise. For those of you that are listening by way of radio, I want you to understand this. If it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, even if you are behind bars and you're listening to me, if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, you would have been buried 6 feet under. Oh Lord, anybody listening to me today? God is a wonderful God. And truly today, I exalt the name of the Lord. For without him, I would perish. I said, without him, I would perish. I bring you a quick word on today, and the word is entitled, your reward is guaranteed. There is no expiration date. This reward is so guaranteed that even if you walk away from it, you can return and retrieve it. It is an everlasting guarantee. So I know that so many of us has our problems and we have been going through. But I'm here to remind you today that your reward is guaranteed. Now, not to neighbor and say, neighbor, there is absolutely nothing that you will face that don't come with a reward. If you do good, you will be rewarded. If you do evil, you will be rewarded. I said, whatever it is that you do, you will be rewarded. I don't know about you, but I'm working for a reward. And I wouldn't be here speaking to you if there wasn't a reward. And I'm not talking about the reward of a speaker's offering. Oh, Lord. I would not be in the position that I'm in right now if there wasn't a reward. Because this position comes with people talking about you. People putting down on you. People saying all manner of evil about you. This walk come with so many perplexions. That sometimes you ask yourself the question, why bother? But there's a song that says, when I think of the goodness, when I think, when I remember the reward that I will obtain, I press and I push and I press and I push. You don't just show up to work because you love your job. There are some folks that will show up to work even if there isn't a paycheck because they love what they do. Like a musician. A musician will play without pay because he or she loves what they do. Come on now. A singer will sing without pay when you love what you do. A preacher will preach without a speaker's offering because you love what you do. But let me tell you something, to be a believer, to deny yourself is no candy to crack. It is easier to be nasty. It is easier to retaliate. If there wasn't a reward, oh, you wouldn't get away with the stuff you get away with when it comes to me, you see. Because I would do something about it. I'm bold enough to say, yes, I did it. You can put me behind bars. I did it. But I bear through it. I'm pressing through it because there's a reward. Oh, some of you don't even begin to understand. You see, because some of us like to please the flesh. We like to comfort the flesh. And we don't stop to think of the consequence to our action. We just want to get in it and wallow up in it and just get ourselves messed up from head to toe. But I hear somebody said, you better count to 10 before you utter a word. Honey, you better think and consider your way before you bust a move. Oh, who am I talking to in the house today? Because there is a reward. The Lord said, somebody is about to do a stupid thing. And I'm here to implore you. Turn around. Turn around. Radio Land, you're listening. Turn around. Hello? Those of you that are listening by way of Facebook or YouTube, turn around. Put it down. It's not the way. If God is not going to be glorified out of it, it's not worth it. Oh, God. Mr. Engineer, put on the screen for me the book of Colossians chapter 3 and the verse from the verse 22. Colossians chapter 3 from the verse 22. Oh, somebody give the Lord a praise. That's a praise break right there. I said, give the Lord a praise. There's a reward. I said, there's a reward. Give the Lord a praise. I said, there is a reward. Give the Lord a praise. Colossians chapter 3 and the verse 23. From the verse 23. And it reads thus. And whatsoever you do it heartily, No, not your neighbor. Say, neighbor, she's talking to you. Call a friend and say to a friend, whatever you do, do it heartily. Oh, make sure that your heart is in it. Do it from your heart. Oh, God, I wish somebody would praise God if you understand what I'm talking about. Do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. So when I do for you, I'm not doing for you just for you. I'm doing for you. When I do for you, I see the Lord. You see, we have a lot of problem. Because some of us are full of eye services. We do things for people. We do things based on whether or not it pleases us. Not your neighbor said, honey, life ain't about you. Life is about your neighbor. And life is about the Lord. Oh, God. Not your neighbor said, you're full of yourself. No wonder somebody said, I had to go to the bathroom and puke up pride. I got too much slit, too much self, too much flesh. And you know, we feel so justified. We feel so justified because I'm doing it because this is the way I feel to do it. Honey, you're wrong. Heartily as unto the Lord. Listen. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. In other words, let me rewrite that for you. Knowing that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord when you do it unto the Lord and not unto men. There ain't nothing that you can do to me to stop me from loving you. Ain't nothing you can do to me to stop me from feeding you. Because when I see you, I see God. I may think that you're possessed, but I'm going to look behind that spirit that is controlling you, and I will see God. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. Somebody ought to bless God right there. I said, somebody ought to bless God right there. Somebody ought to bless God right there. A young minister preached a while back, and she said, every man has a condition. Not your neighbor and say, you have one too. I don't care how righteous you are. I don't care how holy you are. I don't care how prophetic you are. Oh, God. Every man has a condition. Every man has a condition. For he serve the Lord. Somebody shout the Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong. Can I rewrite that? He that doeth wrong shall receive a reward for that which he has done. And there is no respect of persons. Now you understand why I respect our children. Now you understand it? I won't treat you less than I treat her. She may look cuter. She might be more educated. She may have more money. And a car. Who am I talking to? But I'm going to give respect. Come on now. Because there is a reward. Did you know that the Bible says that if it is possible, live peaceable. If underline the word if. Some folks are so content. one of the churches, when the Lord sent the message to the angel, he said, I know your ways, and I know how you can't stand those which are evil. Yes. That's right. Nevertheless, I have a problem with you. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have a problem too. Oh God, say, neighbor, pray for me if you can. No respect of person. Was that the last verse? No respect of person. I've got news for you. If you are born again, you have an incredible opportunity of knowing what is in the future for your life. Can I repeat that? Every born again believer. Do you know that you can be a believer and not a born again? Because who is a believer? A believer is someone that believes. And when you consistently believe something, you become a believer. Whatever your practice, you are. But not every believer is born again. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. There are so many people out there who are reaping a great successful reward because they are believers. Not born again. They're believers. They believe in the law of reciprocity. You give and it will come back to you. They believe that. So they do that. They believe that if you speak in the atmosphere. Let me tell you all something out there that you're listening to me right now. I'm going to let you know who is in the atmosphere. God is in the atmosphere. Some people said, I don't believe in God. I just believe in the universe. Well, let me tell you something. God is in the universe. If you want to be fooled, and if that's the way you want to live your life, I've got news for you, honey. One day you will have to come face to face with him. And you can't say you never hear it. I'm here to let you know that there is a God in the universe. And when you speak, that's the God that answers. When you speak, that's the God that sends a response to you. That's the God. Somebody shout, that's the God. Talking about, oh, just speak it in the universe and it will just happen. I'm telling you, whatever you speak and you believe, it will come to pass. I wish I had some true believers in the room right now. Oh God, not your neighbor, it's a neighbor. The only reason why you're stuck is because you're not a believer. You need to get up and believe. If you are born again, you have an incredible opportunity of knowing what is in the future for your life. And you may ask me, what are you talking about? And I'm sitting here all these years. I know the Lord. I've been baptized and I don't know what's in my future. You think you know the Lord. You have a form of godliness, but you deny the faith. Lord, help me. Holy, you know what it is to deny the faith? It's not about to deny whether or not you're a Sabbatarian or a Sundayarian. Denying the faith is denying the power of belief. Because that which you believe will come to fruition. Do I have any believers in the room? The Bible says, somebody shout, the Bible says, the natural man cannot receive the things of God because they are foolishness to them. But those that are of God knows the mind of God. Yakonda basande de Dios. Anybody know the mind of God? Want to rise and stand up on your feet and say, it's all well with me. It might not look like it, but I know the mind of God. And the mind of God is to bless me. The mind of God is to heal me. The mind of God is to prosper me. The mind of God is to bring me into a good place. Or nudge another neighbor and say, neighbor, I can read. God says, the plan I have for you is real good. Oh, you're talking to the wrong neighbor. Said, neighbor, the plan the Lord has for me is real good. I might not look like I have a plan. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. But I have a plan. Now nudge your neighbor and say, what you're looking at? This ain't the plan. The plan is better than this. I wish I could find some believers. The place where you dwell. I've got news for you. That's not the place. God has a better plan. Hence, we become wise so that we may be able to invest ourselves wisely in the fear of God. It is one thing not to know God and believe that something will happen to you. It is the most difficult when you know God. That's why it is so hard for some of us to see the reward. It is most difficult when you know God. Because you see, when you know God, Solomon said, too much knowledge will bring you pain. When you know God, you know that because your steps are crooked. You know God ain't pleased with you. But foolish you don't know that God is still coming to see about you. Lord, God entrust the plan to come to fruition, so God is still coming to see about you. Oh, who am I talking to now? I hope I didn't lose you right there. I said, even though you messed up, God desire to bring the plan to fruition, and God is still coming to see about you. But because you know God, you said, I am afraid. You said, I didn't do right. I can't call myself a son. Oh, Lord, the apostle tell it right. He said, the prodigal son says, I'm not worthy to be called a son. Hire me. You see, that's the problem. Some of us are hired. And the Lord is saying, no, 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 no. You are my son. Anybody remember watching Coming to America? When the king found out that his son worked, he lifted up his voice like a trumpet. He said, my son works! Some of us are behaving like servants. Yeah? Lately, every time I pray and I said, Lord, I am your servant. And I jack up my prayer every time. I said, Lord, forgive me. Your son come before you. Oh, somebody had to give him a mighty praise. Somebody give him a mighty praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Just give him a mighty praise. Give him a mighty praise. I said, give the Lord a mighty praise. Give the Lord a mighty praise. The scriptures tell us specifically about the things that Christ will reward. Anybody want some reward? I don't know about you. I want some reward. I heard somebody testify that they came to the fasting on Wednesday and they prayed about a coughing situation and that the Lord heals them. Put on the screen for me, Mr. Engineer, St. Matthew chapter 6. Give me the verse 6. And then I want you to get me to verse 17 through 18. St. Matthew chapter 6. Here is a reward. Anybody want a reward? Anybody want to be rewarded? You got to do something to be rewarded. You can't sit on your bum and do nothing and expect to be rewarded. Nudge your neighbor and say, God don't reward nothingness. God reward works. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Let me have verse 6 first. Bring me to verse 6 first. All right. But thou, when you pray, enter into your closet. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father which sees in secret. For thy God which see in secret. What is he going to do? What is he going to do? What is he going to do? Reward you openly. So I know how we can't put down our phones. I know how while we are in church, we're still on Facebook liking stuff. You're the one telling on yourself. Ain't nobody telling on you. Because Facebook tell you what time you like it and how many hours ago you like it, how many minutes ago you like it. Some of us put our prayers on Facebook. Not your neighbor, say, get in your closet. Leave the distraction outside. Shut the door. Lord God, help us in this house. I said your reward is guaranteed, but you've got to follow the plan. Help me, Lord God. Your reward is guaranteed, but you must follow the plan. Shut the door.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.
I fall.